On November 5th, Oklahoma voters outlawed cockfighting. But some old habits die hard in the Sooner State. Cockfighters are attacking the new law in court. Some lawmakers are scoffing at enforcing the ban, and the debate is grinding on whether or not Oklahomans should be allowed to fight chickens. NPR's John Burnett reports.
Most Oklahomans thought the issue was settled when they went to bed on election night. A solid 56% of voters agreed it was time cockfighting should go the way of dogfighting and bear baiting. Yesterday, however, a state district judge granted a temporary injunction blocking the cockfighting ban in three counties in southeast Oklahoma, and similar challenges are being mounted in other counties. What's more, a state senator has vowed to reduce penalties for convicted cockfighters, and the new governor-elect is openly sympathetic to rooster breeders. The state's biggest newspapers, however, have not budged.
To us, as a newspaper editorial board, the image issue was really paramount. I mean, it just seemed like such a backward activity.
Janet Pearson is the editorial page editor of the Tulsa World, which has crusaded against cockfighting for more than 3 years. While the ban passed overwhelmingly in Tulsa and Oklahoma City, it was unpopular in much of small-town Oklahoma, where Pearson says cockfighting can be big business.
Some of the feed stores say, you know, a lot of their business was from the chicken breeders. They have these little mom-and-pop hotels and restaurants that were just filled to overflowing during cockfighting season, and they say that, you know, during the peak of the season, they had to send people, you know, 50 miles away to another town. So, yeah, there's definitely an economic impact.
The new law is similar to measures in other states. It is a felony to own or train birds for cockfighting. Conviction is punishable by up to 10 years in prison. Some rural authorities are not enthusiastic about arresting people for an activity they have a hard time considering a crime. Sheriff Joe Russell on the Oklahoma-Texas state line says he's more worried about catching drug dealers in his county than becoming what he calls the chicken police.
Because I've got myself, the undersheriff, and four deputies here in Love County. And we just ain't got enough people to point out the rooster fight and say, this is what I want y'all to do. I couldn't afford to do that.
Nonetheless, James Talley, president of the Oklahoma Game Fowl Breeders Association, says he will retire his 300 to 400 roosters if the new law holds.
But I still have all these birds. I still have all these pens. I still have all these feeding apparatuses. So according to this initiative, I'm subject to a felony charge now. I personally am going to obey the law, but I'm personally going to challenge that law if I don't feel like it's a just law.
Lawyers for cockfighters are challenging the new law, arguing that it takes their property without compensation and deprives them of their livelihood.
That's just a bogus argument. They may have made some poor business decisions on whether to stay in cockfighting.
Janet Halliburton is head of the Oklahoma Coalition Against Cockfighting. She's also the lawyer who wrote the anti-cockfighting statute.
Cockfighting is cruelty to animals. It is very violent, and it is torturing of animals for the purpose of illegal gambling
Halliburton says lawyers for gamefowl breeders bottled up the anti-cockfighting ballot initiative for 3 years in courts before it finally went to a popular vote 2 weeks ago. And she complains they're trying to do it again with the recent challenges. But she's confident the law's constitutionality will stand, and Oklahoma has left, once and for all, the shrinking list of states where cockfighting is still legal. Today, that's only New Mexico and Louisiana. John Burnett, NPR News.